Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Federal prosecutors in Brazil have asked the Supreme Court to include the right-wing former president Jair Bolsonaro in their investigation into what led his supporters storming government buildings in Brasilia last Sunday. Our South America correspondent Katie Watson reports from São Paulo.
Authorities in Brazil are leaving no stone unturned when it comes to finding those responsible for the riots. But this is the first time that Jair Bolsonaro has been named specifically as one of those potentially responsible for what happened in Brasilia. The statement from the Attorney General's office cites a video posted by the former leader. The video questioned President Lula's win in October's elections, and while it stayed online only briefly and was posted after last Sunday's events, the concern is that it still encouraged anti-democracy protesters and therefore needs investigating. It will be up to the head of the Supreme Federal Court to decide whether or not to open an investigation into Jair Bolsonaro's involvement.
On a visit to Washington, Japan's Prime Minister has warned that Russia's invasion of Ukraine has opened a dangerous new era for the world. In a speech after meeting President Biden at the White House, Fumio Kishida said Russian aggression could encourage similar acts elsewhere, including Asia, and that China remained the central challenge for both the US and Japan. Ethiopia's rebel Oromo Liberation Army says it carried out an attack on a prison the authorities say led to the freeing of 480 inmates. At least five police officers were killed. Catherine Bayorahanga reports.
Mobile phone footage, which circulated after the prison break, shows a chaotic scene at night. The BBC has not been able to independently verify the video, but armed fighters wearing military uniform are seen walking around as inmates quickly gather their belongings. The voice of a man then congratulates the prisoners on being released by the Oromo Liberation Army. Fighting in Oromia has increased in the last few months, raising concerns about further instability in Ethiopia, despite a peace deal being signed to end the two-year conflict in Tigray.
Ukraine is continuing to dispute Russian claims to have captured the eastern salt mining town of Soledar in what would represent a rare victory for Moscow after months of reverses on the battlefield. James Waterhouse is in Kyiv.
Soledar and the nearby city of Bakhmut have been the focal points of some of the conflict's heaviest fighting over the past 6 months. During this time, President Putin has had very little to cheer about or present to his critics. Quite the opposite, with Ukraine's liberation of the city of Kherson in November. The fall of Soledar would change that, but not necessarily in a military sense. Given the human cost of Russia's assault, there is a chance Ukraine could make a tactical retreat in the coming days.
World News from the BBC. More than 2,000 members of the Polisario movement, which seeks independence in disputed Western Sahara, are holding a meeting deep in Algeria's desert ahead of leadership elections. This comes at a time of increased tension between Algeria and Morocco, which controls most of the territory. It's the first congress since the armed struggle resumed just over 2 years ago. An Iranian chess referee has been barred from arbitrating after wearing a T-shirt supporting women's rights in Iran at a tournament in Iceland. Mike Thompson reports.
Shohrat Bayat had fled Iran 3 years ago after breaching the country's strict dress code by failing to wear a hijab at a chess tournament. She arrived at the Iceland competition wearing a T-shirt bearing the slogan Women, Life, Freedom in support of anti-government protests in Iran. Told by the International Chess Federation's president, Arkady Dvorkovich, a former Russian deputy prime minister, to remove the shirt, she complied, only to return wearing a yellow suit and blue blouse, the colours of the Ukrainian flag.
A gas pipeline in the Pasvalys region of northern Lithuania, near the Latvian border, has been hit by an explosion. Pictures on local media showed flames illuminating the night sky, though there were no injuries. Latvia's defence minister tweeted that the cause of the incident would be investigated and said sabotage could not be ruled out. But the pipeline's operator said it did not believe the blast was suspicious. A French court has ordered a small town, La Flotte, to remove a statue of the Virgin Mary, found to violate a law on the separation of church and state. The monument had originally stood in a private garden, but after being donated to the town, it was erected on municipal grounds. Its new location was challenged by a group that promotes France's secular traditions. That's the latest world news from the BBC.